If you're anything like me and have never taken a logic class, how are we supposed to start using the art of logic in our home schools? Crystal Joy Campbell here. I'm so glad you could join me in Classical Matters. Today, we're talking about how conversation cultivates this somewhat mysterious art of logic. We'll start to explore why logic is needed and what it looks like. You don't want to miss this one, so stick around. Welcome to episode 15, From Logic to Dialectic. If you have been journeying with me, since episode 11, we have been exploring the trivium. Now, the trivium means three ways or three paths, and it's made up of the arts of grammar, logic, and rhetoric. In this episode, we are going to start expanding our understanding of the art of logic. We'll look at thinking and reasoning, dialogue and community, and how this art is more than just using skills, systems, and processes to direct the intellect. But before we jump in, I wanted to remind you that I'm hosting live online workshops on practicing grammar. If you are overwhelmed and want to simplify how you practice the art of grammar in your homeschool, join me in one of these small group seminars. Space is limited, so be sure to secure your spot before it's full. You can find information linked in the show notes, or you can go to my website, www.crystaljoycampbell.com. Click Services. In the drop-down menu, you will see Workshops. Follow that for more information. I do look forward to working with you. Now, let's get to it. We've explored how the art of grammar is concerned with being at home in language and building a well-stocked storehouse of knowledge. We've come to understand that naming and knowing forms memory, and memory gives rise to remembrance. Now, let's explore a little bit about how remembrance forms thinking. Once we start to possess knowledge in language, we are involved in thinking. It's that process of conscious or unconscious conceptualizing and connecting, or creating a mental representation of the knowledge we've received. How well we name, know, and remember will impact knowledge. It is the stuff that the intellect uses in thinking. So this is why we want to continue to cultivate naming, knowing, and remembering, because thinking is so deeply grounded in it. Now, with the rise of thinking, the natural progression is to move toward the ordering of that thinking and to refining reasoning. Sometimes we think this can only really happen once a certain age or stage has been reached, but ordering thinking and reasoning is very much a part of who we are as human beings. Our wonder, curiosity, and truth-seeking nature compels us to pursue it. Little children teach us this so well with their never-ending questions of, but why? The but why question rises out of the did you know question. The but why question is the beginning of ordered thinking and reasoning. First, some sort of knowledge is introduced, and that's by way of the did you know question, and the process of thinking arises. From there, the ordering of thinking and reasoning happens quite quickly, sometimes even before we finish our did you know sentence. It is fascinating to partake in, but it can be quite exhausting as well. Remember back in episode 6, Muses and Wonder, I discussed how the muses can do the work for us. Well, with littles, when we are at the breaking point of all the but why questions, we can point to the muses and say, that's a great question. Let's ponder that for a bit. And then we can let them have a little bit of time to wrestle with it on their own. And this gives us mamas a bit of reprieve to collect ourselves and be ready to jump back into the conversation. And it is just that, isn't it? A conversation, a discussion, a dialogue. I've mentioned before that the word dialectic more accurately captures the true essence of what this art is all about, so much more than the word logic. Dialectic comes from the meaning to converse with, or a discourse, where often, when referring to logic, we think of the skills and processes in the directing of the intellect. We understand logic as a subject or a system, and it is very much that. This is why shifting our understanding to use the word dialectic instead of logic is a good place to start, because ordered thinking and reasoning first takes place in a conversation, in a dialogue. And we've seen this in the example with little children and their "but why" questions. Ordering thinking and reasoning is dialogical before it is logical. That first movement of dialogical takes place in community through conversation, dialogue, and debate. Now, I'm not dismissing the skills of logic. They are necessary and are contained in this art. But this art, well, like any art, cannot be reduced to just simply a study of skills, systems, and processes. The art of dialectic invites us to participate in conversation as we order our thinking and work toward reasoning. It's entering into community to think things out or to talk things through. It encourages us to participate as listeners as well, active and thoughtful. And we will soon come to see that the art of rhetoric needs dialectic, and dialectic needs rhetoric. It has been said that dialectic is the art of following the question and using the skills of reasoning to arrive at truth. It's learning to ask good questions and following the question through to the end, and learning which questions are worthy of our pursuit. It's about discovering truth, the truth of what things are at their deepest nature. In the art of grammar, with naming, knowing, and remembering, we are more interpreting or using symbol to know things as they are. But in the art of dialectic, we are more discerning the truth of things, the truth as it is really known. It's about the refinement of logical thought, imagination, and feeling. And dialectic isn't always active speaking. Sometimes it's the collective contemplation and pondering. And now, to give you something to ponder. As we go from remembering to thinking, we go deeper into truth. And if we continue to start to probe the highest truths, we eventually come to a place where we acknowledge that these do not subsist in themselves, but in another. That these truths have been gifted to us by another. And this should humble us. And our appropriate response to that is thanksgiving. A giving in response to the gift. And this is prayer. Eucharistio prayer. So the art of dialectic refines not only our logical thought, imagination, and feeling, but our gratitude as well. So as we move forward this week, let's start shifting our thinking from logic to dialectic, from systems to community. Let's start entering into the conversation of ordering thinking and reasoning with our children, knowing that there is the "did you know" part and the "but why" part. And when the child comes to us with the "did you know" part, we can engage in the dialogue by finding a "but why" question to ask. And lastly, this week, let's ponder and consider how we arrive at Eucharistio prayer by way of remembering, thinking, reasoning, and humility. Don't forget to check out the takeaways. These give you the key points of the episode in short form. They are in the show notes, but if you are like me and need a hard copy to put up as a reminder, go to my website, www.crystaljoycampbell.com. From the podcast drop-down menu, you will find takeaways. Click that and it will redirect you to where you can download a copy to print. I hope these short episodes of Classical Matters give you a springboard for the rest of your week to think, explore, contemplate, ponder, and discuss classical education. I would love to hear from you, because real transformation happens through dialogue, conversation, and community. Leave me a comment by following me on Facebook, or reach out to me through my website. Both are linked in the show notes. Share this with a friend and follow the Classical Matters podcast. Join the great conversation of classical education. Don't forget to tune in next time as we continue to explore the art of dialectic. Blessings for your week.